As mandatory minicamp winds down, we catch up with defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. Coach talks about a lot of things, talks about last season, how the defense played, how close the defensive unit is, how the new players are fitting in from a culture standpoint with this defensive football team and the way they played last year, and the work that they're getting done in the offseason and during minicamps, and how you handle that six-week break before training camp starts and the 2023 schedule gets underway after preseason games. And where do you hear where he's going? Big family trip in this little six-week window. You're going to like this very much. Appreciate you joining us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics from our outstanding studios as always. You made a great decision because our special guest, defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, and said it many times, in my humble opinion, as good as it gets in the National Football League with respect to putting together game plans, making adjustments, utilizing his personnel, finding the strengths of his personnel, and adapting his plan to those strengths. He's the best. Coach, appreciate you.
Thanks, Lap. I always love my introductions by you. I appreciate it. If I'm having a bad day, I'm not having a bad day anymore. Appreciate it.
So if mandatory minicamp is just about over, have you accomplished pretty much what you set out to accomplish?
Yeah, it's been, knock on wood, it's been great so far. And, you know, we got a lot of work done. We'll finish things up in the morning tomorrow, and guys will go on break. Really, really happy with where we're at.
How long does it take guys that come in from other organizations or, you know, drafted out of the college ranks to adapt to, you know, how you guys practice? I mean, you guys get a lot done. I mean, the tempo and everything is so, so good, but, you know how to practice, I guess. I remember Paul Brown saying to me after my very first practice with the Cincinnati Bengals way back in 1974, he said, young man, you're just like all rookies. You have to learn how we practice. And there is something to be said about that, isn't there?
Oh, 100%. Even all the guys, you know how we do things and you go about it. Even some of the guys from bigger schools, you know, just we do things a little bit different. And, they're starting to get a – you know, they should know by now, you know, having gone through the spring, and then we'll just keep going through it next fall in training camp. And by then, you know, they better get it.
Yeah. We've talked about it. I know from a schedule standpoint, it is quite remarkable. I was looking at it again the other night, the quarterbacks that you guys are going to be playing: Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Matthew Stafford. I mean, it's a who's who. That's only half of them. I mean, the list goes on and on. It is remarkable the list of quarterbacks that you're going to be competing against.
Yeah, you know, over here in AFC, it's kind of what happens. But each week there's a different challenge, and you know, we've seen most of these guys recently. There'll be some new ones, but you know, they're great. They're all great players, the ones you've mentioned. And, every week we'll have to be ready to go.
You know, the other thing that is apparent when I watch everything from an operation standpoint out on a football field is this coaching staff is virtually intact, you know, for the duration of Zach's tenure. And it shows up. I mean, it's clockwork out there. You guys have it down to a science. I mean, nobody misses a beat out there in terms of scheduling.
Yeah, it makes it, everybody knows kind of where they're going, what we're all looking for from a different period or an emphasis during practice. And, everybody knows where they are in the field and all those little things you take for granted when you're a new staff, because you're not really sure, hey, where am I supposed to be? How does coach want us to stand, or where do you want us to, you know, be even as coaches and players? So the fact that, we come back and, you know, hey, we're going to watch the walkthrough at this time. Everybody, you know, there's no indecision on anything. And that's a great feeling.
now that you've had guys that you brought in from other franchises and in the draft and college free agents and veteran free agents and all that, and get them out in the football field and kind of unwrap the presents and see what they really, what you really got. Is it pretty much as advertised what you thought you might get, or have you gotten some like, whoa, I didn't realize that this guy could actually do this. I mean, we may be able to do a little bit more with this from a package standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, we're still working through that. You know, I've been, happy with everybody so far. I just never try to get too high or low this time of the year because we're not really playing football yet. And once we get to training camp and playing preseason games and having to tackle people and get off blocks for real, you get a really good feel of where the guys are at. And, you know, balls are in the air in the back end. Can you, do you make the play or don't you? You know, I think, you know, too many times you can, you know, reward a guy this time of the year with moving them up the depth chart. But, you know, really, again, I try to hold off on that until we, like I said earlier, until we really start playing football.
Sure, sure. I'm not sure what the rules are anymore. I know they changed from a collective bargaining standpoint with Management Council and National Football League Players Association and everything. This six-week period that is like a dead time, a dead period is what they call it, I guess, between now and training camp. Are you allowed to give them anything from a football standpoint, X's and O's wise, that they can take with them and stay sharp on mentally, as well as making sure that they keep their edge physically?
Well, we're around them enough, you know, where the coaches, obviously they have their iPads and they can look at things, and they have enough information now, because they can just log on like they're sitting here in the meeting room. So I think that's the difference. You know, it's not like we used to go home and you didn't have any access to watch video. Now, again, you could be at your house and it's like you're logged into the server here and you're getting everything you want. So, you know, the guys do a good job with that. And, you know, we had a long talk today about just as a group and making sure everybody understands how important the summer is. You know, I think people think we go, but, you know, everybody does get away for a little bit and relax. But for the players, you know, their time to relax and get away is after the season. This is their training time. And, you know, just reminding the young guys of that. I just think, you know, as we all go into this next few weeks of vacation, that we handle it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, guys need to keep their workouts at a high level, obviously. You don't want to undo what you've done. They're all at a pretty good point right now. But the mental part of it, like you talk about, is it's important to stay sharp, you know, because we talked about this earlier. You got some new guys, but it's up to them to get up to speed. You're not going to dumb it down, you know, for others that have been around. The others have to catch up. You're not going to go backwards.
No, for sure. And especially with the veteran group that we have,
right?
You know, it's not going to be, we're not going to slow down for anybody. You know, they've got to kind of get up to speed, as you mentioned, and, you know, fit in with us. And that's the good news. You know, most of the pieces are back and we're in place and ready to go.
So, Coach, it's very interesting. Players, this is the time of year. Okay, well, you know, they get this time off. But during the course of the season, there's days off. You know, there's bye week. There's things. From a coaching standpoint, the bye week, man, you're self-scouting, you're changing. I mean, there's really, you know, a day here, a day there. Days off for a coach are precious. I mean, they're not plentiful. And man, once the season starts, literally, you don't have very many days off at all until season's over, or Super Bowl, playoffs, whatever the case may be. Right. I mean, it's a heck of a grind. So this 6 week period, do you think that it is more important for the coaches to kind of get away and yeah, really push back from it than the players? Because this is it, right?
Yeah, I do for sure. You know, this is our time to breathe. And like you said, I get away. I try not to think about it. You know, not do anything right up until, you know, the last couple of weeks. I'll start a vacation. I'll start looking at some stuff. But, you know, initially as we go into it, you know, I'm going to get away and just kind of clear my head a little bit. And, you know, my wife's got the family going on this big trip this year, so I'm not going to have a choice.
Oh, you guys, the whole family?
The whole crew.
Wow. You staying in the States or you going abroad?
You're going to Italy.
So are you
going to the motherland? Yeah.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
That would be a great time. I got friends over there right now, and they're having a heck of a time. It's have you been there before?
One time about 10 years ago. Yeah, my wife and I went, but now we're going to take the three kids and off and running.
Wow. So do you know your stops already? You know how many cities you're going to and all that?
She's got it all planned out. I'm along for the ride.
There you go. Well, I know that trip then, it won't be hard for you to, you know, stay focused with family and all that. But when you're out on the beach or something at the Jersey Shore over the weekend, you know, and you and the wife, you're just out there kind of, catching some rays. Does your mind wander, that defensive mind that you have, does it wander to like, geez, what about this blitz out of this formation? You know, do you ever like find yourself like, oh man, you know, put it aside for a while?
Yeah. Yeah. Constantly. And so it's hard to get that stuff. Well, I'll never get it out of my brain. So, you know, it's always something always pop up, you know, whether it be a training camp thing or certainly during the season, how we got to play these guys, and we got to jump right into that. You know, then we got Thursday night, Monday night, you know, just the routine of it. And then you just, you know, try to shake your cobwebs out and like, all right, I'm on the beach, relax. So, but yeah, it definitely happens.
So when I know you've gone through this process, like, you know, a while back now, but when the season ended, when you look back on the prior season, on the 2022 season, what was your assessment? I mean, from a defensive standpoint, how did you feel when you looked at the big picture of it? Did you feel pretty satisfied?
Yeah, I did. I really felt like in the biggest moments, in the biggest games, you know, you can always say we can do better, because that's just, we can. But I was proud of the way the effort. I was proud of the way we always fought back. I was proud of the way, even when the ball's on the inch line going in, we never stopped. You think about obviously the Baltimore playoff game with Sam, but go back to the New England game. The ball's on the 2-yard line. They're going to score and win.
Yep.
Potentially. And, you know, we stop them and not only stop them, but get the ball back.
Right.
Score in one particular case. So I think our guys are battle tested. I know that kind of phrase is thrown out there, but we really are battle tested. And, you know, we can honestly walk up and down the sideline during games and say, we've been here, you know, whatever the scenario is. And our guys have, you know, hopefully that'll settle them down and go out there and do whatever the scenario tells us to do to help us win a game.
You know, I look at, you know, the first pick of the draft, first round pick, I should say, for the Bengals in the draft, Miles Murphy, you know, and obviously highly acclaimed, wouldn't be a first rounder if he didn't have physical talent. And I watch him run, and I'm thinking, that guy's 270 pounds, and he can run like that. But then I watch him pass rush, and I'm telling you, man, he bends pretty well. He bends a lot better than I thought he would now. I mean, that dude is – he's athletic, isn't he?
Yeah, he's super, super athletic, you know, big, tall, long, all the measurable stuff. And we've been really pleased the way he moves around and how he goes about his business. And, again, you know, we'll wait and see when we get him out there in pads and, you know, rushing against our guys and then against – other teams in free agents or in preseason, but man, he's done a great job so far.
You feel pretty good about your young guys in the secondary that you added to the mix, Coach?
I do. You know, I think there'll be some great competition back there, and you know, just seeing whether it's a backup spot, a starting spot, we'll see how it all plays out. But I'm happy so far.
Yeah, when I you know, look at the roster, it's like, man, this team has some depth now. You know, every position group has multiple players. When you watch the mandatory mini camp practices, when all hands are on deck, it's like, wow, there's some players out here now, and everybody belongs. And it's like, it's going to be a very, very competitive situation just to roster, you know, with this football team. And that's a damn good place to be.
Well, there's no doubt. And I just think, you know, just the little bit of interaction that we're having between, you know, now during the offense, going against defense, vice versa, and just the amount of players we have, and, you know, these young guys trying to cover Jamar and T and TB and, you know, all the guys that we have. And, you know, it shows you where we're at as a team.
You know, it's funny you say that, Coach, because I remember, you know, my early part of the career talking with Isaac Curtis, and I'm like, you know, Ice, what's the deal, man? What corners are the ones that are serious, you know, tough components in the National Football League? He goes, I'm blessed, man. I get Kenny Riley and Lamar Parrish that I go against every single day, you know, every day at training camp, twice a day, and every practice. He goes, hey, man, those guys make me better. And that's a hell of a situation when you have that, isn't it?
No, there's no doubt. It makes, as you mentioned, it makes both sides better and hopefully makes the game a little bit easier on Sundays.
Yeah, yeah. I can relate to that. Jim Crumry.
Yeah, say no more.
Oh, Coach, it's like, you know, it's my eighth year in the league when he's a rookie, you know, and he is going now. There's no half speed. It's like, it's ball. And I'm like, dude, I can't play 1,000 games. Well, he says, you might as well retire then, because I'm, you know, this is the way I go. I'm like, I got you. And I'm not kidding you. The games were a vacation. I mean, Friday, half speed, goal line and short yardage. It was tougher working against him than playing in the game on Sunday. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But it made you better now, no doubt. No question. So, Coach, you got leaders at every single position group on your football team, and probably multiple leaders on every single position group on your football team. How often do you, like, meet with that your leadership group, or, you know, guys that you know have the ear of other players? I mean, how often do you do that kind of thing, Coach?
Well, Zach does a great job of that as a whole team. He grabs certain guys and we'll meet in his office and kind of get the message across that he needs to. And I do the same thing on D. You know, there's certain guys, will, whether it be a meeting in my office or just on the field and stretch, you know, talking to DJ or Sam or Trey or, you know, Mike Hilton or Logan or any of them, you know, and just saying, hey, make sure we get this accomplished today, or make sure, hey, you put your arm around that guy. I yelled at him yesterday. Make sure he's doing okay. And, you know, little things like that, that can just, you know, help us as a team. And that's, I do it all the time.
And that's what builds the, you know, the quote, the culture. I mean, that the intangibles, all of those kind of things. I mean, that's, and that starts now. I mean, that starts during these mini camps and all that. I mean, what kind of things are being done to foster those kind of relationships, Coach?
I just think that we have different competitions, you know, every day almost. And, you know, just guys working together, meeting differently with the different groups. And I just think it comes along with those guys hanging out more and staying together in the locker room, you know, even if it's playing darn ping pong in there. And, you know, you can see that they're, you know, they're hanging out together, and that's how those bonds are formed.
Well, I'm excited about this 2023 season. There's no question about it, and I know every Bengal fan is excited. And man, it's fun watching this football team. Boy, this football team plays hard. I mean, it's effort driven. There's no doubt about it. And the coaching staff should be very proud, man. Take a bow on that, because that's easier said than done. These guys play hard for you. That means they both like and respect you guys. And, you know, that's a nice combination. That's a dangerous component right there when you got both of that going on.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it's something that we have to hang our hat on. We have to have that every week. It's non-negotiable, and the players know that.
Coach, can't thank you enough. Appreciate you carving time. Enjoy Italy. Have a little pasta on me, Coach. You know, when you have that extra meatball, think about me.
Yeah, there won't be a little pasta. There'll be a lot of pasta, a lot of wine, I'm assuming, and the rest.
Ooh. Oh, enjoy it, Coach. Thanks. Nothing better.
Thanks, Lap.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family.
Build your future by working hard like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.